Archdiocese of New Zealand of the Ecumenical Patriarchate presents In the Narthex with Father Paul Patitsis. Join him as he shares with us the ancient apostolic faith of the Christian Greek Orthodox Church. And now your host, Father Paul.
Welcome to In the Narthex, a radio program of the Sacred Archdiocese of New Zealand. I'm your host, Father Pavlos Patitsis of the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church, located in lovely Western Springs. You're listening to the bells calling us to prayer for the feast of the Dormition of the Theotokos. Blessing for us to be together today again, and we are just days away from the Dormition of the Theotokos Feast, an important feast of the Orthodox Church, but not only of the Orthodox Church, of the Roman Catholic Church, of the Byzantine Rite churches, and a happy feast. Strange as it may sound, we are marking the death of the Theotokos, the death of the Mother of our Lord, and yet for us it is a happy feast because, as the hymn that you just heard said, she was translated from death unto life. So we're very glad to have you with us today as we prepare ourselves for that upcoming great feast, one of the 12 feasts of the Orthodox Church, the great feasts of the Orthodox Church. And we're getting our minds ready and our souls ready. You'll notice, if you happen to look on the In the Narthex Facebook page, that we have highlighted there a little picture of some foods that you might be eating at this time of year, foods that are going to be healthy and helpful for you as you prepare yourself for the Feast of the Theotokos, which, of course, we are in a 14-day fast period now, from the 1st of August all the way until the 14th day of August. And then the 15th is the Feast of the Theotokos, a beautiful Divine Liturgy, Orthros and Divine Liturgy will take place, followed, of course, by some appropriate respectful feasting. But this year it falls on a Wednesday, so our feasting won't include meat, but it will include delicious fish. I have something special I want to share with you today, and I hope you can hear it. Here it goes.
Thank you.
hope you heard that beautiful recording. It's a little bit scratchy, you might say, but it is a recording, nonetheless, of the beautiful voice of Yeronda Paisios, now known as Saint Paisios of Mandathos, who died in 1994, I believe. And what an amazing human being. He touched so many people during his life, and he continues to touch them now. And there are very few recordings of his voice, but this particular recording was taken by a little boy who happened to have with him a tape recorder, and he asked permission of the Yeronda, and he gave him permission to record his voice. And so the only recording we have of him is preparing for the feast or celebrating the feast of the remission of the Theotokos. And what was the hymn he sang? I'll read you now the words. O you apostles from far off, being gathered together in the village of Gethsemane, lay my body in burial. And you, my Son and my God, receive now my spirit from me. Well, if you're just joining us, we're so glad that you are, because we're talking about the dormition of the Theotokos. I don't think it needs much explanation, but in case you might say, well, why honor the Theotokos? Well, if it depends your perspective. We don't have to honor anyone, I suppose, if we think that human beings are all equal, and we say, what's the point? We're all equally worthy of honor. Well, that's true. And the way that we show that human beings are equally worthy of honor is by honoring those most notable to us, because in honoring one, we honor all. And who is this one? We honor the one who is the mother of our Lord, from whom he took flesh and became a human being. And that's no small thing, because it never happened before in human history, nor will it ever happen again. It happened once. And it happened only through one person. And so that woman receives great respect, reverence, love, and appreciation from the entire Orthodox Church, and I would assume from the entire humanity. How could we not want to honor a person who is so pure in her heart, in her disposition, that she was considered worthy to receive God incarnate? And who, having received God incarnate, doesn't become a boastful person, a proud person, a person who thinks that she has privileges and powers and puts herself above others, but takes the humblest seat and is even to her last day serving other people. When I say her last day, there were 3 days when she laid on a bed and couldn't do anything. But up until that time, she was serving and helping and ministering and comforting and encouraging and leading people to her Son. What an amazing woman. We can't love her enough. We can't even begin to think how amazing it is that God should choose to enter into our world and become a human being.
Holy and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and Ever Virgin Mary, August 15th. In giving birth, thou didst preserve thy virginity. In thy dormition, thou didst not forsake the world, O Theotokos. Thou wast translated unto life, since thou art the mother of life. And by thine intercessions, dost thou redeem our souls from death. Entien isi tin parthenion ephiloxos, enti kimi isi ton kosmon ukateli peseotoke, metestis frostin zoin mitiri parcus atis sois, cetes presvi estes es litrumeni ec thanatu tas psychas imon.
Imoia moti Царица Небесная, Ты мой покров, Ты jesi na serce, nebolno i gorezno, na pomoć tega prizivaju tebja. O Queen of Heaven, O Queen of Heaven, the mistress of heaven and all the earth, hearken unto me, an unworthy sinner, deliver me from all afflictions. How hard it is for me temptations, the cunning enemy lures me, the sinner. In thee alone can I find solace. Again I entreat thee, grant me thy help. O Queen of...
What a beautiful song. We've been listening to some lovely music as we are thinking about and addressing the Theotokos, the Mother of our Lord. And what amazing blessing we have her as our intercessor before the Master. And you might say, well, what's that about? You know, God loves us all by ourselves, as we need an intercessor. But you have to imagine that we're all connected, and what a better way to remember that than remember that all of us human beings share the same 24 chromosomes, if you can imagine. We all have the same basic building blocks of our body. And just a rearrangement of a few of those things makes one person's physiognomy to look like another's. But, of course, we're not defined by our chromosomes only. But in those chromosomes, we see the glimpse that we're all one humanity. We're all together one. And this one, this Theotokos, from her body, in a mystical way, in a way past understanding, she gave human flesh to Christ. So all of us take this time to honor her and to realize that by her having this obedience to God that has surpassed every other human obedience, we do have an intercessor before God. We have someone who has boldness with him because she can address him as mother. Now, I know we're throwing a lot at you today, doing our best to keep it light, but this is a very deep topic. But we're talking about the Dormition of the Theotokos. And if you allow me, I'd like to I'm not sure, should I play you another song at this point? Let's see how that goes.
Lampadas glow in the darkness to reveal scenes depicted there. The faithful prayer with reverent heads bowed, solemn chanting fills the air. O most holy Mother of our God, hearken to our humble prayer. Our protectress and intercessor, before Christ God, whom thou didst bear. Blessed Andrew prays within the church, raising his eyes to the heavens, while beside him his disciple with him entreats the Virgin. O most holy Mother of our God, hearken to our humble prayer. Our protectress and intercessor, before Christ God, whom thou didst bear. Suddenly above the faithful, with outstretched homophorion, appears the Queen and Theotokos with the saints and holy ones. O most holy Mother of our God, hearken to whisper to his disciple, Blessed Andrew spoke, directing his gaze to the sight above. See, my son, the Queen of Heaven, protecting all with her holy love. O most holy Mother of our God, hearken to our humble prayer. Our protectress and intercessor before Christ God, whom thou didst bear.
Wow, so beautiful, these hymns. We're sharing with you many hymns from many sources, but that is from A Treasury of Spiritual Songs from the Sisters of the St. Paisios Monastery in Safford, Arizona. And actually, this CD, I think, is some years old now. It's not fresh by any means, but it was made in 2006, so it's 12 years old already. But what an amazing work they did and inspiring us to keep our faith and to live our faith. I want to sing to you now myself, not that I think my voice is so good to hear on the radio, but I think that there's some hymns I don't have recordings of, so I want you to hear them. And this is from the Matin service of the 15th of August. David, raise thy voice and cry, what is this present feast today? This is she whom I extolled with hymns and praises in the psalms, as child of God and as daughter and as virgin. And Christ, who seedlessly was born of her pure womb, has translated her unto the mansions beyond. For this cause mothers and young daughters and brides of Christ all cry out with joy. Rejoice, O thou who hast been translated to the kingdom of heaven. So, what can I tell you? There are many, many, many songs about the Virgin, and who can even begin to talk about the mystery of God become man in not just as a theoretical way or for a time or a period, but forever, taking our human flesh forever with him into the heavens, so that the human being is linked now forever to God. And you might say, well, couldn't God have done that without becoming man? Well, I don't know the answer to that question. I guess the answer would be no, because even if man had not sinned, God still would have come and become one of us to join us even more so to his divinity. That was the ultimate purpose of creating us, that God could unite to this creature we call human being. Now, here's another hymn. I'm going to read this one as opposed to sing it, firstly because I don't know what the melody is, but the second reason is because maybe you've heard enough of my singing. It says, O strange wonder, great and marvelous, for the fount of life is laid within a sepulchre. A ladder to heaven's heights doth the small grave become. Be glad, O Gethsemane, the sanctuary of her that gave birth to God. Ye faithful, let us cry out, possessing as our commander the great Gabriel. Maiden full of grace, rejoice, thou with thee is the Lord our God, who abundantly granteth his great mercy to the world through thee. Again, how could God have poured more mercy upon the world than by taking human flesh? He anoints the human nature completely by becoming one with it, and of course continues to anoint it in the Holy Spirit. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, that we are encouraged to receive baptism, so we can complete our own humanity by being clothed in Christ. If you think of it as a computer program, we all have humanity, but we're missing some bits of data there. And so the Lord says, look, do you want a new download of that program? I am the perfect download. So we hook ourselves up to that computer and we say, come and download into me, O Lord. I want to be perfect as you are perfect. And so he does. And it takes sometimes, you know, as with computer programs, it may take a few minutes. And for some of others, it takes days. And depending on your hardware, I suppose it can take years for something to download. And that seems to be the case in my case. But we're working and working, trying to draw nearer and nearer to God so that His perfection becomes perfect in us and we can live a life worthy of the name of Christian. Now, I want to share with you one of the readings that we read on this beautiful feast of the Dormition of the Theotokos. Maybe I should tell you a little more about it. I mean, obviously, I told you already that it's the day that marks her death. But maybe we should say also some other things that, according to tradition, she was living in Gethsemane at the time. Rather, she asked to be buried in Gethsemane. And mystically, before her death, the apostles, wherever they were in the world, were gathered together. And gathered together for her funeral. And what a sad thing it was for them, because looking upon them, her, it was as if looking upon the Christ, because she was his mother. And so he had died in approximately 33 AD. Again, let's not argue about the year, but approximately 33 AD. And she died approximately in the year 41 AD, although some say later, even 45 AD. But basically, she died very shortly after the death of Christ. And so the apostles had a short time with her. And St. Luke so wisely took the time to sit with her and record some of her experiences of her life with Christ, and experiences that continue to inform us till today. And if you have time, please read in the Gospel of St. Luke, in the first chapter there, you'll see her encounter with the Archangel Gabriel and those beautiful words, "Rejoice, Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And so we hear those words and we think, if angels in heaven are calling her blessed, who are we on earth to not call her blessed? That would be a great affront to God if we should be so ignorant as to not even take a cue from the angels. But of course, God is patient with us. So if you haven't honored her in the past, don't despair. Just give it a try. You're going to find that she's quick to hear. One of we say the words we say in Greek is "gorgoipikos," quick to hear. Now, upon her death, there is the tradition that her body did not remain very long in the tomb, but rather, when they checked again after 3 days to see her body there, and the story is that St. Thomas, for whatever reason, was the only disciple who didn't make it to her funeral, but he came on the third day. And when he arrived, he asked them to roll back the stone. And, of course, there was no body in the grave. She had been translated from death to life. Even her physical skinoma, as we say in Greek, her physical tabernacle, had been taken up into heaven by God. And so sometimes you hear referred not only the Dormition of the Theotokos, but the Assumption of the Theotokos. And in the Orthodox understanding, that means, of course, after death, that her body was taken up into the heavens. And why would that be? Well, because she is the human being who experiences in totality already what God intends for every human, that our human nature be taken up into heaven, even our body, our sanctified body, our healed body, joined with our soul, cleansed of every sin. Now, as I said, I wanted to read to you a passage from Scripture, and we're quickly running out of time, but I'm glad for that, because it means that we've covered quite a bit. This is from the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verses 10 through 17. Jacob went out from the well of the oath and went toward Haran, and he came upon a certain place and slept there because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. Fear not, the land wherein thou liest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed, and thy seed shall be as the sand of the earth, and it shall spread abroad to the sea, and to the south, and to the north, and to the east. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not forsake thee until I have done all that which I have spoken to thee of." And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, "The Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." And he was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Now, this is read on the Feast of the Dormition because we see, mystically depicted here, the life of the Theotokos. She is a ladder that leads from heaven to earth and from earth to heaven. And God stands at the top of that ladder, and he looks down from us from above and says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of course Jacob too. And he descends onto the earth. And the angels of heaven ascend and descend by it, because through the incarnation, humankind and all of the world has great access to God and his wonderful divinity and his blessings upon the world. So that's all I want to tell you today. Theologically, we're so glad that you could take this half hour with us today to listen to our program. And we ask God's blessings on you as we do our best to offer you this program weekly. We wish you a happy Dormition Feast on the 15th. As always, this program is a ministry of the Sacred Archdiocese of New Zealand, located in Wellington, whose Arch Shepherd is His Eminence Archbishop Miron.